Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo-hoo! School Talk has arrived! Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk!
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. You're not, but welcome to Giant 90.9, the station with the nation. Station, number one station in the nation. Can you say that?
Number one station in the nation.
We can say that. Giant 90.9. My name is Emerson. You're not. I got my student here. My next student name is
Harrison. How you guys doing?
He's a senior.
Yeah.
You're a senior?
Mm-hmm.
You going to college?
Yep.
Got my producer back at the show. I got, where's he at? Caesar, you back here somewhere?
Yep, I'm back here.
Got my Caesar back in. We outside today. We outside for the Partnership Day, Air 31 Partnership Day. So we're going to be highlighting partnerships with Wayne Township Schools, talking about stuff and things. Because I always say, if you don't want to go to college, go to Area 31. Then you will have yourself, you'll know what kind of trade you want to do, because you can do awesome trades at Area 31. But before I get to my stuff and things, and things what's happening out here with the scholars, because we're outside by the Ben Davis Giants track. Is there a special name besides Ben Davis Giants track? They call it a champion.
Yeah, I don't know if they call it anything
champion.
Special.
We should call it something special. The big rotunda or something like that. But it's not a rotunda. It's a track. So anyway, Caesar, what's going on with that thing we call the
Wow.
Out of the Darkness Walk, Suicide Prevention is at 12:30 on Saturday, September 14th at the White River State Park Celebration Podcast. And then Ben Davis football, it's Avon at Ben Davis. Kickoff starts at 7 p.m. Coverage here, of course, starts at 6 p.m. Make sure to follow us on all social media platforms at WBDG Indy. And Inside Ben Davis Football are Tuesdays from 7 to 7:45. And then all our podcasts can be found on audioboo.com. Just search WBDG FM. And then School Talk with Emerson, which happens every Friday at 7:30 a.m. And our replays are on Sunday at 2 p.m.
That makes sense. Now I know why that Avon person's wearing that Avon shirt. Because Avon plays BD tonight. That's going to be interesting. Are they playing here or are they playing there? I missed that part.
They're playing here.
They're playing there?
Oh, no, man. Here at Ben Davis.
Oh, here?
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, here at Ben Davis. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, our first home game of the season.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll just say it. You know, Ben Davis is going to win. Ben Davis is going to win. Ben Davis is going to win. You know, it's just me talking, though. But we're live outside. So we're live. What was that thing you just read?
The Big Board.
Awesome, 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 awesome. Well, thank you, Caesar. Caesar, you got any plan for the weekend?
I might be going to a photo shoot with someone to help them Saturday.
Wait a minute. You at a photo shoot?
Helping them. I'm not the one that's going to be... The pictures are going to be taken off. I'm going to help the person taking the pictures of a family.
I wasn't saying you weren't photogenic. Don't get me wrong. I was just saying that, you know, you kind of got star dazing on me. I don't know. I thought you upgraded.
No.
You went big time on me. Now, guy, you going first? You're on the radio and you're with the band, so you don't get no weekends off. You're always doing something with the band, and now. I don't know. I was just wondering. No, I was just messing with you. But that is awesome. That is awesome. Great. Well, we're live out here with Ben Davis High School, live, and there's a lot of vendors. There's a lot of vendors. And I read somewhere that this is the most vendors they've had in a long time, or there's a lot of many vendors. So I had some of the students going to float through the area, and I got another student showed up. So get the microphone on. It's all about me. me and my students, but actually my students and me, because this student is student. This show is student produced. So if the student don't produce it, I don't get on the airways. So that's one thing about it. Been that way since 2003, and it's not about to change. So I had another student join me. And your name, sir?
Austin.
And what? You know you would try it. What school? High school?
Speedway.
Speedway? Spark plugs. Yeah. Okay. All right. Part of Area 31. You notice there's so many schools involved in Area 31. I don't have my list of how many schools, but see, Austin, you're from Speedway. And what's your name from again?
Plainfield.
P-Patch. I call it Plainfield the P-Patch.
P-Patch.
I don't know why. I always call it Plainfield. I don't know why I call it Plainfield the P-Patch, but it's cool. But we got, you know, a lot of member schools. And Caesar, you're from Ben Davis, so, you know.
Yep, BD.
BD. Ben Davis is involved, you know. And so many schools involved in Area 31. I always say, if you don't know what you want to do, you know, stick and stay. So we got, what's this here? What's this? What's this interesting? Ultra Zone Extreme Laser Tag, team building. What booth did this come from? That's kind of interesting. Yeah, talking about laser tag, some sponsors out here. Then we got a young man from, this is Brittany, from the Navy. That Navy next door to us? We got to snatch her and put her on the radio. Yeah, we got Brittany Britton. She's a Navy recruiter, because that's one thing about Area 31. Their supporters are all walks of life. And then we're going to grab Brittany if she got, see if we can grab Brittany over here for a quick interview on the radio.
You go get her?
Yeah, go get her. See if she can come over and talk to us about why she supports Ben Davis High School and why it's important to support our young people. As they deal with the situation that they deal with in life, trying to decide what they want to do with their life, you know. So let's find out what's going on. If she's coming over. That's what we do. See, we just snatch people. we just go and get them. I can't get the other machine to work, but put her headphone on her and everything. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm trying to get Facebook Live. You're lucky I can't get that going right now, because you'd be on Facebook Live, too.
That's
cool,
too.
I can't get it going. It don't want to work for me today. But go ahead. We have Brittany. Britton?
Yes.
Okay. United States Navy. America's Navy.
Of course.
She's a Navy recruiter. And she's here supporting our scholars here
I'm
at the park.
I'm actually the Navy rep for Ben Davis. So if you know anyone at Ben Davis that's interested in getting information about the Navy, tell them to come see me.
Oh, and so now I wonder why you support our kids. Why is it important for kids to understand what they're gonna do after high school?
Well, the biggest thing is I know a lot of teachers, educators, and even parents, you know, we kind of talk to our kids a lot and tell them about college.
Right,
and
right.
College is a great thing. Don't want people to think that college is terrible, because it's not. Everyone should further their education. However, I don't think people should go into debt trying to do it.
You see
too many people out here that spend 5-6 years in college trying to get a degree. They get out, they have thousands of dollars in debt, and then they're in a field that's not even what they went to school for.
Wow.
So instead of getting into all that debt, I feel like people should look into the military as far as looking for ways to fund their education, getting their degree for free, going to college for free. You can get certifications and licenses that are accredited across the nation for free as well. So I don't know. I feel like the military just has a lot to offer, but people, you know, they have that misconception of all the branches just kind of go overseas and we go to war. So I just always advise everyone to just do some research, because a lot of the branches are different and most of us aren't boots on ground. So.
Yeah, and we do have peacetime.
Mm-hmm.
And I've spent 4 years in the Marine Corps.
Oh, nice.
You know, high five. Thank you for your service, too. When I went in 1972, a lot of these kids weren't even born yet. In 1972. I mean, it was after Vietnam was dying down, so I didn't go to Nam. I went to California, and I went overseas for 6 months on the med cruise.
Okay.
But I never saw any combat.
Okay.
But I did, when I got out, I had the GI Bill.
Uh-huh, exactly.
So I went to Indiana State University. I didn't finish college, but I did go to take my GI Bill and go to college, you know. So the benefits,
yes,
like you mentioned before,
yes,
about the college, are awesome. So
yes, and a lot of people don't know about them.
Yeah.
So
that's why you're here.
Yes, I advocate for people to at least do research. Even if you think the Navy or the military in general isn't for you, at least just do some research, get educated on it, so at least you know what you're missing out. Because
exactly.
I hear so many people say, oh, it's not for me. And it's like, well, do you even know what it is? Because once you learn what it is, you might be like, oh, maybe maybe this might be up my alley, or it might not be as bad as I thought. Because I was in that boot, too, when I was in high school. I never would have saw myself in the military.
Where'd you go to high school at?
I went to high school. Well, I'm originally from Chicago.
Chicago?
I went to school in Chicago. All
right, I'm from Terre Haute. That's what we can be from somewhere and be here too at the same time.
So,
that's allowed.
But, yeah, when I was in high school, I never would have imagined that I would end up in the military. Mm-hmm. And here I am 9 years later. So.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. I'm going to have my technician. Look at that. Look at that for me. Can you get that thing going live for me? It don't want to work for me. Yeah, okay. Now, when you was in high school, did you think about being in the military when you're in high school? Just how that?
I didn't.
So where'd you want to be, or how that happened?
So when I was in high school, my high school actually had a JROTC like mm-hmm. Ben Davis. Ours was Army, though.
Mm-hmm.
But even then at the time, I was just like, the military's not for me. I'm too cute to go overseas. I'm not trying to be sleeping in a desert in a tent.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, my family was like, go to college, get your degree. That's how you get a good job. So mm-hmm. that's what I did. But I had no clue what I wanted to do. I just knew I liked math. I was good in numbers. But
okay.
I didn't know where to focus it.
Yeah.
So I was constantly switching majors. And because of that, I kind of blew through all my financial aid freshman year because I kept paying for classes and I wasn't finishing them to get the credits.
Right.
So sophomore and junior year, I had to take out student loans. I needed an additional loan my spring semester of junior year. And the lender that I was going through told me I maxed out.
Okay.
So I was like, well, how am I supposed to pay for my spring semester? And they were like, we don't know, but you can't get any money from us.
Oh.
So at that point, I was like, well, I can't afford college
anymore.
So I guess I'll just drop out. And in the process of me leaving college, a friend of mine was actually the one that put the bug in my ear about enlisting in the military. And even then, I was still hesitant, but I did some research. I felt like the Navy was the best fit for me, and here I am.
Okay, well, thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
All right, and thank you for what you're doing for our young folks, showing that there is other ways to what to do after high school besides college.
Yes,
you got college, you got trade school, you got the military.
Yes.
Do something after high school.
Yes.
Don't be a bump on a log and not
do
anything. Now, some folks go to work, and I understand you want to go to work, and that's fine, too, but Indianapolis is not the center of the universe.
It's not. There's so much more.
I've been there. But that's a lot of water. But so one thing about the Navy,
mm-hmm.
I went to the Marine Corps. I was on the ship for about 4 months, and I went overseas to France, Spain, Italy. It was really cool.
Travel is amazing.
It's travel, yeah. You know, you can't walk out here and walk to Italy, you know. And I can't afford to go to Italy, you know. So I saw all that on the Uncle Sam's dime, so it was pretty cool. All right, Brittany, have fun today, okay?
Thank you.
Remember,
you are the
Ben Davis rep, right?
Yes.
You're in the hallway sometime up in the high school?
Yes. Every Wednesday, you will find me out front of the mm-hmm. cafeteria with my table posted up. So if you see me, come get some information, ask some questions.
Yeah. You make Navy look good.
I do. I try.
I take your fate. All right. That was Brittany, y'all. She was awesome. We got a lot of folks out here today. We got a lot of folks doing a lot of different things. And then I'm just looking. We got the Navy Officers Reserve Training Corps. That's a scholarship, y'all. That's a 100. How many zeros is that?
I think, where was it?
Look at that little zeros. How many zeros is that? I'm not good at math. She says she's good at numbers.
$180,000.
Man, that is awesome, man. So,
and I believe this is for seniors. So if you're a senior going into college, mm-hmm. well, obviously, but
that is
you
awesome.
Can come and pick up.
How
the
you doing, sir?
For that.
Yeah, Mr. Biggerstaff, the main man. Yeah, he's out there, got his coffee going. Yeah, Mr. Patrick Biggerstaff. That's an awesome name, man. It's just an awesome name with a big A, you know. He runs this program, y'all. He runs stuff, you know. But, yeah, so that, we got some more stuff on the name here.
Yeah, we got
so she's a class of 2020. Yeah. All right. Put some headphones on. Yeah, put some headphones on, y'all. There we go. And so she's class of 2020. She's not class of 2020. She's talking about class of 2020.
Yeah, that would be like.
You're class of 2020. Yeah. That 2020 sounds so, wow. 2020.
Yeah. That's a cool year to graduate, huh?
Yeah, it's great. Okay, I got some more students, so introduce yourself, students.
I'm Josh.
Josh, and what high school?
Tri-West.
Tri-West, okay. And going to college?
I don't know where I'm going to go to college yet.
Were you in the right place to figure it out?
Yeah.
And I got over here?
Ishmael.
Ishmael, what's high school?
I go to Brownsburg High School.
Brownsburg?
Yeah.
Dogs in the house. Yep. Avon ain't got no headphones, but that's okay. Avon playing tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, who y'all playing?
Ben Davis.
How does it feel walk around Ben Davis with Avon shirt on?
I mean, it doesn't feel that bad.
Yeah? You thought it'd be kind of awkward?
Yeah, a little bit, but not anymore.
Right. And you know why? Because you're all family.
Yeah.
It's all family. When you're blessed with playing in the mix. You know, it's all family. You know, I mean, one time when Ben Davis played, and Mr. Easter might correct me, but I think it was Ben Davis and another high school always ate breakfast together whenever they came to the school. So that group came here, they ate breakfast with Ben Davis, and Ben Davis was there, they ate breakfast with dinner or something like that. But they all hooked up. So it was a family. So I think Caesar's going to have the answer for that sometime later.
That was Penn, Emerson.
Yeah, I knew it was coming in. It was Penn. Yeah.
And also, Avon is not in the MIC.
Avon not in the MIC?
No, they're in the Hoosier Crossroads Conference.
They still family. Yeah.
That works.
You get that's the respect that Ben Davis students give to other student athletes is awesome. You know, when you can be at I want to say a rival school, but be at your competitive school and be part of that school and part of your own school at the same time. That's a cool thing about Area 31. You can be proud of your high school, you know, and attend Ben Davis and get an education, you know, have the best of both worlds. That is so cool. I went to four high schools at different times. You guys go to two high schools at the same time. That's so cool. Okay, now we got some more stuff out here. Who else do y'all find to talk to? Anybody go out and talk to? What's that guy over there, Tradesman International? What's he all about?
I got his card right here.
What's he do? What's he got?
He's a project coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
Tradesman International Productivity.
Avon, don't snatch him. Bring him that blue shirt. Just bring him over. Make him come over here.
Some of the core values are safety, honesty, customer responsiveness, and quality.
The guy in the black shirt, yeah. We'll put him on radio.
The young man from Avon is Nanook.
Nanook?
Yeah.
See?
There you go.
Y'all know y'all know my history. Nanook, bring him over too. Thank you, Mr. Nanook. Can I say Mr. Nanook? I can say that. Thank you, Nanook. All right. And we got over here. What I got here? What I got?
My name's
I got?
Kobe.
Kobe?
Yeah.
Kobe? Where's Kobe at? Thank you, Kobe.
Right here.
I got Kobe here. And I got Sean Jenkins, the project coordinator for Tradesmen's International. Thank you. You're on Giant 90.9 FM live on the radio early in the morning. So what do you do, and why do you do what you do for our students?
Well, basically, we're a labor support company. We provide skilled labor for contractors on an as-needed basis. And we're here to represent the skilled trades in the industry. And we want to encourage students to get involved in a skilled trade later on in their career.
Now explain what skilled trade is for my layman.
Well, basically, a skilled trade is somebody that has been in the field or that is interested in getting into the field.
Well, skilled, like what type of trades?
Well, like, we hire...
My trades is laying in the bed, eating food. That's wrong trade.
Well, basically, we hire guys for commercial buildings.
Wow.
We build skyscrapers or schools.
Wow.
Hospitals, churches, malls. You name it.
Wow.
And we partner with general contractors.
Okay.
To get those done.
Wow, that's a lot of hands on. I know at Area 31, they build houses.
Yep.
They build houses in the community. I've seen a couple of the building trades program has built out there in the community. And the kids take from scratch, and they put the walls up and electric. They build the house. That's kind of in high school.
Yep. I was actually a graduate from Central 9 Career Center.
Okay.
Same thing was what Area 31 does.
Okay.
And I went through the building trades program there.
Wow.
And that's how I started with my company, or started in an industry, basically.
Okay. What made you get into it when you was in high school?
I seen that there was a future in it, and it was never going to go away.
Yeah. Did you want to go to college at the time?
Not really.
Wasn't thinking about college?
Uh-huh.
But you knew you had to do something after high school, though. Yeah. Couldn't just sit around mama's house.
And take a skilled trade from you, either.
Ah. So what do you say to the kids that say, well, I don't want to go to college, but I got to do something? How do you talk to them?
Well, I...
If you had a nephew, how would you talk to your nephew? Yeah, there you go. Hey, Uncle Jenkins. Hey, Uncle Sean, what? I don't want to do in high school. What should I do?
Well,
knucklehead? No, not that part. That's Mr. Goins.
I would encourage them just to get into a skilled trade.
Yeah.
You know, learn. You know, it's all hands-on training, basically, is what it is.
Yeah.
You can earn a good career. You can make it a good career.
Yeah.
Out of it, instead of going to college or something like that.
Yeah.
You can make a good living.
Is there a shortage of masonaries?
Masons,
yeah.
There's a shortage of skilled craftsmen in general.
Wow, that's crazy.
From what we do, and it's every year it's harder and harder to find good skilled craftsmen.
Wow. That I see that and I feel that because back in the day, you know, like when high school, I'm old, but back in the day it was like, you know, go to high school, come to high school and get a job. And the job was done with your hands, you know, building something, creating something, you know. And that's why I said that, you know, I don't see a lot of them anymore like I used to.
No,
like,
no.
You know, small companies, I don't see them because, you know, you need steps, you need sidewalks, you need brick porch, you need basketball courts, you know. Sorry. You need all this stuff. That's
everything
all.
We look at, you need somebody to build.
Yeah. Robot ain't going to do that.
Nope.
You know, you
we
can't
go let him do that.
Yeah, that makes me mad. I went to a gas station the other day, and like there was a real person making coffee at one time. Now they have about 10. I ain't gonna say the gas station, but they had about 10 coffee pots out there, and the person had to go out there and physically make those 10 pots of coffee. Now they got 9 machines that make 3 different type pop coffee themselves, and the person who made the coffee is no longer there.
Okay, and then going back to that, you need a skilled craftsman to be able to build those parts to be able to make that stuff. You think about that?
Okay. All right. So this
the buildings
okay.
to be able to build that stuff.
Okay. That makes sense. And that's good to know too, because on one end you might lose one but you gain one on the other, so the job market is still fresh.
Always going.
That's the innovation way to look at it. Mm-hmm. That's the innovation way to look at it. That is awesome. So all right, well great. I thank you for coming over. Keep talking to our scholars today. Snatch them if you have to. Say, come on, let me show you something, because they need to know what you know.
Yes.
Because life, we already know life can be difficult at some time, but life is good.
Right. It is.
But it can be difficult.
Yes,
so
indeed.
That's awesome. All right. Thank you so much. Good for our stylish. Yeah. All right. That was Mr. Sean Jenkins. I'm gonna call him Uncle Sean. You know. I'll be his new nephew. You know. I'm like one of those knuckleheads. I need to be pulled by the ear and say, this is what you're going to do. But that is awesome. Tradesmen's International. Productivity is our priority. And that is awesome there. That is awesome. Backside something there? Oh, core values. I'm going to put that back on there. Let Sean tell you about that. He can say it better than I can. He got on back of the business card, it says core values. I think a lot of y'all can deal with some of these. Y'all can live by these core values. So go ahead.
Well, starting with our core values. Our 4 core values in our company is safety, honesty.
Okay.
Customer responsiveness and quality. It starts off with safety being number one.
Mm-hmm.
We want our employees out there working safe on a job site.
Right.
To be able to go home to their families every day.
Okay. Oh, that makes sense. Oh, that makes so much sense.
That's our number one core value.
That makes so much sense. And it's like, even you talk about honesty, you're only good as your word.
Exactly.
I mean, you lose that. Oh boy, you ain't no good. I'm serious. You only good as your word. So I think I got my Facebook Live thing up. I ain't for sure, but I think I got it up. But you only good as your word. So my folks, my advice to people is, you know, if you can't give your word, just don't say nothing. Just don't say nothing. Don't even say nothing. Don't put it out there. We're out here with the kids. Thank you, Uncle Shy.
No problem. Have a good day.
What we got here? Oh, the helicopter's landing. You probably hear it in the background. We got a United States. Oh, a couple of them. Wow. Woo. Y'all can't see that because y'all on the radio. You know, but we got a couple of helicopters landing. I don't know if I can turn this around a little bit. I don't know if I can or not, but I probably can't. But yeah, we got a helicopter landing out here. And, let me see. Nope. Yeah, so it's kind of exciting. Kind of exciting. Got 2 choppers coming in. I don't know what type of choppers they are, but we got 2 choppers coming in here. So we got National Guard. I know it's the National Guard. That's why you probably hear it in the background. Students are wearing these awesome blue shirts. Carly, what's your shirt you be saying? I can't read. You know, I got GED.
It has all the high schools in the. It has all the high schools in the square around the Area 31 Career Center. So it's just like all the schools that built it.
And as I was, y'all probably heard me struggling for to name the high schools. So now we're going to have a chance to do that. And so I'm going to take the top line, and then Cody, you'll take the second one, and then
Josh
will take the next one, and then.
Harry.
Hey, Harry. Your name ain't Harry.
All right, listen. Harrison.
Hey, Harry.
Okay, Harry. That was a good one. Take the next one. Okay, I got the final. It's Avon, Ben Davis, Brownsburg, Cascades.
We got Danville and Decatur Central.
Plainfield, Monrovia, and Mooresville.
And then we have Speedway and Tri-West.
Ah,
and you didn't let me read Plainfield?
Okay.
I read Danville.
This has been a recording. Hi, it's Avon, Ben Davis, Brownsburg, and Cascades.
No, I'm not. I'm the third one.
Okay. All right. You're the second.
No, I thought you were the second one.
Who's on first? Who's on? Remember that one? Okay. All right. Avon, Ben Davis, Brownsburg, Cascades.
Danville, Indicator Central.
Monrovia, Mooresville, and Tri-West. Go the other two.
Plainfield, Speedway, and...
That's it.
Oh, yeah, that's it. We did it! You took
I thought I was the third one. Whatever. I didn't name Plainfield because I knew you wanted to, so...
That was the point of us switching the road.
Okay, it's fine.
Mr. Isher, I did it again. My crazy instructions.
So, by the way, I think both helicopters are landed over there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we didn't really have a good angle of it, though.
Yeah.
We got to see the first one come down. That's yeah. I was zoned out.
Yeah, I spent some time on the helicopter.
Until we apparently don't know how to read
in
it.
In the Marine Corps. It was with the two, I can't think of the names, but the one with the two troop carrier with the two helicopters.
Osprey?
The two Pelican. One in front, one in the back. It was the big one.
The big one. The one that carries vehicles?
Yeah, and people. Yeah, it was pretty cool. You know, it's different feeling being in the helicopter versus the airplane.
Oh, yeah.
It's very scary.
It's a lot shakier.
Yeah, I was 19, and I was like, oh, my gosh. You know, but it was cool experience, you know. But same way with overseas, on the water, seeing all that water and no land. Whew, I definitely kissed the ground when I got back on the ground. Oh, that was a lot of water.
How long were you at sea for?
Only about 4 months.
Really?
I got seasick. I used to eat crackers to keep from getting seasick. But I'll show you the pictures one day. It's pretty cool. But it's an adventure. Like, you know, it's like high school's adventure. After high school, man, it's really an adventure when you leave high school.
What was your favorite place you went while you were in the Marines?
I like Taormina, Sicily. You know, it was fun. I got chased by a dog. But France was nice, too. I was in Toulon, France. That was pretty cool. But I didn't really appreciate the history between the United States and France from the World Wars, you know, like I do now, you know, after the invention of Google and the Internet. Because back in 1972, we didn't have the Internet.
Is that when you went?
I went in 72 to 76. So we didn't have iPads and all this good access. Yeah, we have encyclopedias.
Yeah, pencils and paper.
And encyclopedias. You know, so we didn't have all the easy access to information. Now I can appreciate the history between the two countries, you know. So then we got over here at the National Transportation Center. I don't know what they do.
Nobody's at the booth.
Go grab their information. Somebody grab a brochure. He's in the shirt. Grab it.
Josh, you're the closest.
Josh, you're closest? Yeah, we're just snatching
make
stuff
run
up here. Yeah, because really it's all about our students and all these organizations out here. What it is? It's 8 o'clock? It's already 8 o'clock.
It's already 8?
It's already 8 o'clock. My show's almost already over. Now, y'all get ready to kick in and take over. Let's.
I can't wait.
Who's show's next? Who's on second?
I don't know the schedule for Friday.
I don't either. Y'all going to be out here all day long doing something. Mr. Easter.
Well, we'll just fill in until then. So,
hello.
Hey, what the student got today? We doing live radio right now.
Yeah, we're gonna be like doing cut-ins from out there. But
awesome.
if you wanna continue, you know, you've got it.
I wanted to snatch this young man over here. We're going from the National Transportation Center and find out what.
All we have to do is say this is WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis.
I think you just did. How you doing, sir? All right, yeah. Just mentioned Mr. the director. I say director of criminal, Mr. Thierbold. He just said hi. How you doing, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
First name?
Travis.
Travis. Last name?
Smith.
He's a big guy too, y'all. He like to play football.
Not anymore. My knees can't handle it anymore.
Oh, you did play football?
In high school,
time
ago.
Where'd you go to high school at?
Pendleton Heights.
Pendleton Heights. You know that mystery? Where's that at, Mr. Easter? Pendleton Heights. You might know. I'm always Mr. Easter, my Mr. Dictionary. But yeah, great. Glad to have you here today. You're here to support our young people. Why?
Well, because I'm with the.
Well, say it again.
Pendleton.
Yeah. Oh, it's in Pendleton. Good job, Mr. Reed. I didn't know that. No, I got a GED. But anyway, stay in school, students. Stay in school. Okay, why are you supporting our students?
So, because I'm with the National Transportation Center.
Okay.
The transportation industry is lacking. We need great quality techs. And students need another option, right? They've been told their whole life that they need to go get a four-year degree and spend a bunch of money and everything else for a piece of paper. And we're able to offer training. It's all industry funded to get them into a great career, get them into a high-paying career with a lot of upward mobility for completely free.
Wow.
So it's a great opportunity for those of them that like to, you know, turn wrenches, work on trucks, learn about electronics, everything else, to come out and get a great education.
That is true. That is so true. I mean, really, because everybody is different, and that's I got a little shot here. So everybody is different, and due to the fact of my thing is that everybody, college is not for everybody.
Correct.
Trade school is not for everybody, but you got to do something after high school. You just can't sit home in your mama's basement.
Right.
Just play video. Well, I would say play video games, but now folks do sit in their house and go on YouTube and make a lot of money. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how you go on YouTube, but some of the folks go on YouTube. That, maybe I should do a show on that, because I don't know how people be sitting at home, but they're making money on YouTube. How'd that happen? I don't understand it. Caesar, that don't make no sense. So, but that is awesome. So, trades, you say you got skills. Oh, brake system, diesel.
Yes, sir. So, our diesel technician program is 20 weeks long, or 5 weeks. It's in the evenings and in the mornings. We're going to run we run multiple different classes, but it's an accelerated course. Part-time that allows you to work full-time if you
part-time?
Want to.
That's cool.
And then upon completion, you have multiple different certifications from third parties that will allow you to really get out there and get a high-paying career.
That is awesome. But a lot of times people say, I want to do something, but I want to do other stuff too.
Right.
I want something I can build a career with, but I want to do other stuff. And so you have the ability to do part-time and still get a trade.
Absolutely.
Electricians?
Yes, sir. So our electronics training, you can do it as a portion of the diesel technician training, or you can do it as a standalone training itself. It's 6 weeks long. You'll get a Fluke multimeter certification as well as a few others, and we'll set you up with some career placement upon completion.
This says the NTC Training Advantage, free training, industry pays 100% of the fees.
Correct.
That.
So we work with multiple industry partners. They donate to our foundation because they understand what we're trying to do here and what we're trying to accomplish for the young people or the underemployed. It doesn't necessarily even have to be a young person.
Okay. Okay, there you go.
So they fund our NTC foundation, and then we use that money to provide scholarships to the students to make it through the training.
That makes so much. I like this tool advantage, because if you ever try to work something at home and don't have the wrong tool, it is so frustrating.
Right, right.
So here you say the tool advantage. Every technician needs tools to get the work done. Our tool program offers premium tools with lifetime warranties to students for a fraction of the retail cost, and they can be expensive at some times.
That's correct. So every student that comes through will get a free electronics toolkit. They'll get a multimeter, strippers, you know, crimpers, everything else you need in an electronics toolkit. That's complimentary. We give it to them. So they're set up for that. As far as the toolboxes and everything else, we have a partnership with SP Tools.
Okay.
With lifetime warranty, great quality stuff that I can get them for a fraction of the cost.
That is awesome.
The similar, say, a Snap-on or a Matco toolbox.
Yeah.
Would be about $8,500. Yeah. I can get them that for about $3,500. Full setup, ready to go, ready to be in the industry.
That is awesome. And you got to be tooled up and to play on words. Tooled up and ready to go to work.
That's correct.
That is awesome. Well, thank you, sir, for being out here.
Absolutely.
And sharing
thank
your
you.
Organization with our young people, with our young scholars, because they need to hear it. They need to know that options are available, because they need to know that, you know, high school is great and awesome, and I think anybody should go through high school and graduate. But after high school, that's when it gets serious.
Right.
That's when it gets serious, because life passes fast. Time passes fast. You know, you can have a career like this. You can always be working. This type of skill, you always will be employable,
right,
for yourself or for others.
Anywhere. You can go anywhere and do it.
Oh, that is so awesome. All right. Well, thank you, sir. First name
thank
again?
You. Travis.
Travis, last name again?
Smith.
He's a football player, y'all. I don't care what y'all say.
No.
All right, Mr. Smith, thank you very much.
All right, have a good one.
All right, Mr. Easter, I'm going to turn it over to I guess I'm going to turn it back to the studios. The students are signing up for a lot of different things, I hear. And I know Cody and them, they were going to sign up for some stuff, too. And Cody and Harry?
Yeah. You got them this time.
They want to go sign up for something, too, and go for it. So this is y'all going to have an awesome day. I can see that now. It's just going to be an awesome day. Hi, ladies.
You going to close it out then?
Yeah, we're going to close it out, and then we're going to ad lib it and run with it. So, to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You got to bring your students out here to this Area 31 because you're going to give a lot today. We got a lot of vendors out here because, you know, your future is in the ones you hang with. You come out to Area 31, you've been hanging with some awesome people, some awesome scholars, some awesome instructors, some awesome employers. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. You know, I love when you can't go wrong. It's awesome. Area 31 Partnership Day. And young man, be a man, pull up your pants. If I see anybody out here sagging pants, I'm going to grab them by the earlobe and say, you knucklehead, you need to pull your pants up. We don't want to see no sagging around here. This is education. This is a school. No one wants to see your BBDs. We don't want to see sagging on Giant 90.9 property or Giant 90.9 radio or on BDTV or at Ben Davis High School. We got a lot of students out here that are trying to do the great thing. They're checking out the vendors. So come out and check out Area 31 Partnership Day. I got Harry, high five. I got Cody, high five. I got students out there somewhere. I got Caesar back in the studio. I got Mr. Jason over there. He's a football player. I don't care what nobody says. Mr. Smith said he ain't playing football. He's big as a football player. So, hey, until next week, I don't know what we're going to be doing. What we're going to be doing? Can you say that?
What we going to be doing?
Until next week, I'll see you and I'll talk to you on School Talk. Oh.